Carl and Alec with you on this Tuesday morning. We welcome in Susie Cloyd from Asbury Place in Kingsport, which sponsors this portion of the program. Hey, Susie, how you doing?
Good morning. How are you guys?
I could be better if I had my chocolate ice cream.
But I'm okay. Great.
Sounds good. Sounds wonderful. Well, here we are on this Tuesday morning, and what you got for us, Susie, from Asbury Place?
Well, what I wanted to do today was kind of just really narrow in on independent living. I know at Asbury Place at Kingsport, we're always talking big picture. The CCRC, and of course that acronym stands for Continuing Care Retirement Community. That's who we are. That's what we do. One of the things a lot of times that I think gets lost in all of the acronyms is where's the best place to start? How's the best place to, enter into a CCRC? And what's the best way to live the next chapter of your life? And what do you guys think it is? Just quick guess. Tell me what you think it is.
Make a phone call?
Make a phone call, but we're going to talk about independent living today. That's the best way. That is your entry point. That is your point of entry, to start the next chapter of your life when you do and you're ready. And I have so many people when I'm out and about in the Tri-Cities and I have an opportunity to do outreach, they're always telling me, oh, no, we're not old enough for that yet. Or no, that's not for us. We're going to wait for something to happen before we factor that into our life plan. And it's just the opposite of that. It's like, why would you wait for something to happen that would not allow you to enjoy every moment? And then why do you not think you're old enough to enjoy life at its best?
It's kind of like when you get that AARP card in the mail on your 50th birthday, and you're like, oh, what?
Yes.
I'm not ready for this yet.
But the education piece of that AARP card and magazine, I bet you look at it.
I'm looking for deals, man.
Of course you are.
I want to get my discounts.
And so, you'll sit there and think, I didn't think this was where I'm at in my life yet. But then at the same time, you're like, but tell me more.
Right.
And so I want listeners to really understand, do you really want to do more maintenance? We all just had a three-day holiday weekend. Hopefully everybody was able to relax, enjoy their family, maybe reflect on the best summer they've had in a long time. And did you want to wake up today thinking, oh, now let me clean out the gutters, mow my yard, get all the weeds out, and when I get done with that, I'll do all my laundry, I'll do all my cooking, and I'll make sure before next weekend I've worked so hard that I probably won't even be able to enjoy the 48 hours that's coming my way.
Wow.
Is anybody thinking about that?
That runs it down and tells the story right there, Susie.
Exactly. So I want listeners to really, dig deep and do a deep dive into your life plan and into your soul and say, independent living, I could do that. We can do that. And you know what? We're old enough to do that. We're not old enough yet. But you know what? We've worked it. We worked the plan. We lived the plan. And now we want to see what is the rewards to the plan. What is the investment that I get back for, putting the plan in place and making sure it all works, perfectly, when you get to that point of having the option to do an independent living CCRC option, what are you waiting for?
Yeah, really.
And so that was really what I wanted to just kind of recap and remind everybody, yes, a CCRC is every level of care you're going to need from the day you walk on campus and move into an independent living option all the way up into the point of health care, if there's a situation or an event that takes place that you need to, rehab and recovery and come back from, all the way up to the assisted living and memory care, if ever needed. And then, of course, you have long-term care, which is your nursing home and those later days in life. So, why stop at all of those things when independent living could be the next answer right now in your life plan?
Susie, just playing the advocate right here, but I can imagine a couple saying, well, you know, it's just, it's, you know, this is too much. It's just too daunting. We can't consider all this all at once. What's your response?
My response is we have resources for you. We do work with estate planners, movers. You know, we have those readily available to help you with your next steps. And I don't underestimate the challenge of downsizing. I've always appreciated the fact that my parents moved a lot throughout my lifetime, and my mother knew how to manage how big the house should be, always, always. So I say that with, you know, I've seen it be done. I know it can be done. And that's always probably the first worry that when somebody's sitting at the table with me, they're like, how will I take a 4,500, 5,000 square foot home and either fit it into a 1,300 square foot two bedroom apartment or same size with your villas all the way up to about 3,000 square feet? How will we make that work? There's so many resources in the 21st century now with estate planning, with moving, with downsizing, that it's really a science. I mean, they know how to take your belongings, your square footage, and give you a very realistic life plan that can help you do that downsizing. And, you know, I'm just like, you didn't have that 50, 60 years ago, but you've got it now, and those are resources that we can offer to you at the time.
Through Asbury Place at Kingsport, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so I'm just talking to folks out there who may be saying, well, it's just too daunting. Susie's saying there's plenty of folks online. It's almost like having an unofficial board of directors available for you, Susie, to be able to help these folks.
That is true. And, you know, the starting point is just coming to learn about it. During August, we had a really neat outreach program. We had we did a mailer, and people who came received a lunchbox and some bistro coupons to come back and have lunch on us. Mm-hmm. This was a group of people, and I have to say, it was so successful because they came and asked those very first step questions. Wow. They didn't know what they didn't know. They didn't know what to ask, and it was the starting point of their life plan journey. And it literally, people walked away thinking, I can do this. Yeah. I don't know when I'm going to do it, but I think I can do this. And that was really what we wanted to accomplish.
Yeah, the added confidence from something like that, for a way to get folks to learn more about it, the confidence they obtain from that,
yes,
is definitely going to strengthen them as they continue their movement forward, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, Susie Cloyd with Asbury Place in Kingsport, what you got coming up in the next few weeks here?
Well, we have a really unique event coming up, our Fall Market and Antique Car Show. It's on September 14th. That's a Wednesday, middle of the week, so plan for it. And it's from 10 to 3. We'll have, from what I understand, from the Kingsport Rod and Gun Club, they're bringing anywhere from 20 to 25 antique cars. Those will be on campus. We have right now 23 vendors who will be on campus with a variety of notions and crafts and things to buy there. We'll also have some fall sampling food items, chili bowls, pigs in a blanket, anything that, you know, just reminds you of the fall season that's getting ready to come ahead of us. And then also, too, we're going to be celebrating National Assisted Living Week next week. Mm-hmm. It starts on September 11th. And, of course, we'll have Tammy Peter in here in a couple weeks to talk about Asbury Place at Stedman Hill Assisted Living and Memory Care. So that's what we have coming up. But don't be shy. Don't be a stranger. Visit us online, asburyplacekingsport.org, or give me a call anytime, Susie Cloyd, the Director of Sales and Marketing, Asbury Place, Kingsport, 423-830-8502.
Susie, always wonderful to think out loud with you and find out what's going on at Asbury Place in Kingsport, which does sponsor this portion of the program. You take care, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.